Hey, Ed, who baked those oblong brownies in the green room?
Oblong brownies? What are you talking about?
They were long and slightly furry, and they made a high-pitched squeaking kind of...
Jim, we've got mice in the studio again.
Oh, nuts. We'll just have to deal with that later. Come on, Andy, start the show.
From the pet-friendly city of Philadelphia, it's Avenue G with Jim Harris.
Woohoo! Well, thanks, Andy. Today's show will be all about squeegees, those
Jim.
Wonderful little gadgets that clean windows and are also used by
Jim.
Brain... What do you want, Ed? I'm starting the show.
Jim, don't panic, but I think a mouse just crawled into your coffee cup.
Jim, if you pick up your coffee cup very quickly, you can catch the mouse, and then we can squash it by scotch taping it to the train tracks. And then waiting for a train.
What are you, Snidely Whiplash? I'm not going to crush this innocent being. I'm going to drive him out to the country and humanely set him free.
So it can be viciously eaten by a hawk.
Or get beaten up by gangs of angry rural mice?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Jim, the common house mouse is a European species. It can't live in the wild. Its natural diet is human garbage, like half-eaten spaghetti from the Olive Garden.
They serve half-eaten spaghetti?
No, it just tastes like that.
So, if we can't release the mouse into the wild, what will we do with it?
Well, what if we keep it as a pet?
Yeah, but there's ants in the kitchen. Should we keep them as pets, too?
And in the attic, we have bats and pigeons.
I'm not sure we could afford to keep all those animals as pets. Hey, wait a minute. I've got a great idea.
Does it involve dressing in a wedding gown and juggling power tools?
No. Well, not entirely. What if we catch all the mice and ants and sell them? We could start our own pet store.
A pet store that sells vermin? That's an interesting business model.
Listen, I think I can market this. All we need to do is change the public's negative perception of vermin. We need our own use of the word, just like how gay people co-opted the word queer and Generation X embraced the term insignificant goobers.
Then it's all agreed. We will turn the studio into a vermin pet shop. Andy, you need to catch all the mice. Ed, you go gather up all the ants in the kitchen.
Will do. You know, I grew up with a lot of ants because my Uncle Archibald was a Mormon bigamist.
Listen, Ed, don't touch that cooking sherry in the kitchen. We need you to stay sober for this project.
Hey, no problem.
I'll take care of the bats and pigeons. We have a big cage in the basement. I can put them in there.
Super. I'll get to work on marketing the store. What we need is a catchy jingle to make Vermin the new boutique pet, the one everyone wants to have.
Hey, if you want a pet that is different, that'll make everybody say, ooh, come on down to Vermintown. We've got a pet here for you.
We've got roaches, we've got mice, we've got ants, we've got lice. Vermintown!
Yo, Jim, I gathered up all the mice in the building. And then I had a great idea. Remember how Cinderella went to the ball in a mouse-drawn pumpkin carriage?
No.
Well, I just hooked up 6 mice to a pumpkin on tiny wheels. We can sell it as an action figure. Kids will love it. And it's in the green room. Check it out.
Okay, hold on. Ooh, Andy! The mice ate the pumpkin!
Hold on a sec. I think I know what's wrong. I must have gotten the wrong kind of pumpkin. Let me go out and get a replacement. I'll be back in a jiff.
Jim, I put the bats and pigeons in the cage I found in the basement, but I think we got a problem.
The cage? You put them both in the same cage?
Sure. I figured the bats would be flying around at night while the pigeons were asleep and vice versa, so it would be a perfect fit. But some of the bats were vampire bats. They bit all the pigeons, and now the pigeons have become...
Vampire pigeons! You can't let them escape! If the vampire pigeons mix with the rest of the pigeon population... Humanity will be doomed.
It's too late. 4 of the vampire pigeons got away. Then again, humanity's pretty much doomed anyway. Just ask the White House press corps.
That's my phone. Hello? Oh, hey, Ed, what's up?
Jim, I'm lost. I don't know where I am. You gotta help me.
What do you mean you don't know where you are?
Well, I was gathering ants in the kitchen when I decided to take a break and... have a tiny, simple wine.
Ed, you promised.
I know. I guess I had a little too much, and when I woke up, I found myself in this dark tunnel next to a bunch of drones.
Drones? You mean like Andy and Jim?
Hey, that's not true. Andy's more of a dud than a drone.
No, I mean real drones. Ant drones. Male ants whose only purpose is to mate.
Oh, so they're not at all like Andy and Jim. Ed, I think I know what happened while you were asleep. The ants must have carried you off to the underground palace of their queen.
Hold on. Are you saying I'm going to have to do the nasty with an insect? I haven't done that since the 70s.
Not necessarily. It's quite possible that the ant queen will just eat you. As I recall, the ants in the kitchen were sugar ants. Have you been eating a lot of sweets lately?
No, but this morning I did take my usual root beer bubble bath.
Just stay put, Ed. Fortunately, we can find you using the electronic chip in your brain.
This whole pet shop idea has turned out to be a real can of worms. But like Gandhi said,
we must carry on through the trying times.
Okay, Gandhi, you carry on while I go dig Ed out of an anthill. Catch you later.
I wish I knew what to do about this difficult situation. If I only had some guidance.
Set them free, Jim. Set the vermin free.
Who said that? Where are you?
Down here, on the floor.
Down on the... Oh! It's an ugly, disgusting cockroach.
Well, you don't exactly look like Katy Perry.
How come you can speak?
Due to the overuse of pesticides by exterminators, some of us have evolved the power of speech. The Discovery Channel is doing a documentary on it.
I am Jim.
Glad to meet you. My name is Ignatius Loyola Rabinowitz, but my friends call me Scooter. I am here to tell you to set all of the vermin free. Let the mice run, the bats fly, and the ants pitter-patter away. Set them free!
But if we do that, won't they just get stepped on or trapped or poisoned?
True. But then again, we vermin would rather live free, knowing that at any moment we could be squashed, than allow ourselves to be subjected to human domination. That, my friend, is how we roll.
You know what? You're right. I will direct my underlings to free all the vermin.
On behalf of vermin everywhere, I thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to scurry under the refrigerator.
Ooh, he's quick.
Yo, Jim, I dug Ed out of the anthill.
Well, how is he?
He's covered in ants, but he's alive.
Good, good.
And I found Andy rooting around in the dumpster looking for pumpkins.
All I found was an empty pumpkin latte cup and a jade bracelet from the Ming Dynasty. Now I can go on the Antiques Roadshow.
Okay, gather round, everybody. I have an announcement. I have decided, after consulting with a wise old roach, that we should free all the vermin and let them enjoy their lives as best they can. May every mouse and ant roam across the verdant hills and dales. May every bat and pigeon glide gently through the heavens. Come, friends, sing with me. Born free.
Jim, stop. If you sing any more of that song, we'll have to pay royalties.
Well, okay, then. I'll sing this song that I just wrote. Free as a newborn, free as a flea, free like free popcorn, diddle-dee-dee. Come on, everybody. Free as
a newborn, free as a flea, free like free popcorn, diddle-dee-dee.
Stop. On second thought, let's not sing. Let's run around naked in the parking lot.
Yay!
Woo! Woo!
I'll just wait here.
Now all of us creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Tonight's show is written by Mac Jekyll, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris, and performed by Ed Belton and the Avenue G Players. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and like us on Facebook. I'm Andy Pettit. Good night.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.